Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite Norris.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing quite well. It's been kind of a nice Christmas and stuff, quiet, like with a lot of people, but good. And so I've been just kind of getting my act together, getting things in order before the new year coming up, and actually, it was sunny today, even though it was quite cold. I think we made it up to 42 degrees, but, you know, it's winter.
It was cold down here still. I have to say that.
Yeah.
It's like 62, 63.
Yeah, well, we went down to 7 the other night with the wind chill. That wasn't good.
No. That's not a good thing. God bless your hearts for staying in that cold weather, but I'm a Florida girl.
Yes, you are. You are a Florida girl.
Cold weather.
You see, I was born and raised in New England, and I always used to say you can take the girl out of New England, but you can't take New England out of the girl. And even though I lived in California for almost 6 years, I ended up moving back to New England because I just missed it. I know that sounds crazy because the winters there can be quite severe, but I did.
We all like those winters up there, that's for sure. There's others here that like it a little bit warmer, a little less snow.
Well, it's interesting tonight because tonight we were both talking. For those that hadn't tuned into the show before, Jacqueline and I both create like transits for the upcoming month and everything to give people kind of a heads up for each sign and everything. And the moon was in Gemini today and it's in Gemini tomorrow. And so the Gemini energy is all about communication. And it's kind of cute tonight because it's opposing Venus and it's squaring Neptune. So it can be imaginative. It can be funny. And I can be a blabbermouth, so let me know if I overtalk. But I like
how about,
the Gemini
while you're talking about it, how about you tell us about that full moon coming up on Tuesday?
This full moon is really interesting, and there's a lot going on with it. And because both the Sun and Mercury are going to be in Capricorn, they're fairly close. They're not considered what I consider a tight conjunction. But they're opposing that Cancer moon. And, of course, that desire for security, okay, wanting to go with tradition. Because sometimes when we do traditions every year like we do for the holidays, there's a security in that. And that has been somewhat disturbed because of the pandemic and other things that have been going on financially and stuff with people over the pandemic. But I thought it was an interesting opposition because it's a cardinal opposition, which means that if we aspire to our highest ideal, we're in good shape here with this full moon. That's how I kind of see it. The T-square with Venus going on and Neptune that's going on also, it's a mutable T-square. So what it allows us to do is it allows us, as you would say, balance things out, okay, and as the Libra sun you are. And it's a mutable T-square, so there's some wiggle room with it. There's a desire to be busy. There's a desire to also get rest. And, again, it's kind of like a balance beam. The thing I didn't like about the chart is it's Mars squaring Pluto.
Oh.
But Mars is making its last hurrah in Aries now. It's been there since the last day of June, which it hasn't been in Aries this long for over 1,000 years when I went back and searched for it, by the way. So it's been a long tour for Mars in Aries, very unusual. And during an election year where it was also squaring all those Capricorn planets, I found that very telling as well. What do you think?
Well, and I agree. It's not only, again, here, I use a little bit wider orbs than you do. I use 5 to 7 degree orbs on them. So for me, it's not only squaring Pluto, but it's also squaring Saturn and Jupiter that have arrived in Aquarius. And that does make it to where there's that frustration or that blockage in the transformation with Pluto, to where we really can't move forward yet because of the square. But it also says envision the future. Again, we go back into that Neptunian effect with both Saturn and Jupiter at this point in time, saying, okay, we must wait and accepting it. But it's also about the benefits we see in the future. And it is, you know, that rebalancing of self-care and public care, what's honorable and what we must do for ourselves. We're still in this cycle with this. This is the final kind of dance before things start to go out into the public. And so it is time for us to, even though we're missing our traditions, to cherish those traditions and enjoy those traditions on our own at this point in time, to really nurture ourselves and know that this too shall make some changes, and now we can start some new traditions. We can rebalance the situation out again and make it both nurturing for us next time as well as our family and those that we love. And so it is all about that rebalancing of that. I still feel this is an inward time with the Cancer moon, so I still think that all of us are still within that reevaluation time. So.
Absolutely. Yep, I couldn't agree more. Mm-hmm. Everybody's been talking so much about this conjunction with Jupiter and Saturn and Aquarius and everything, and so it's been like all over the place. Everybody's been talking about it, trying to get pictures of it and all that, which I find really great, you know, that people are actually paying attention to the heavens like we do every day. I love that. I love that.
I do, too. I think it's funny. You know, Dan and I did get the opportunity to see the conjunction of them, and it was absolutely spectacular. And it is about those two dancing together still are that kiss and slap. But they've changed signs now, which is freeing for us, that's for sure. We now have, it is to our benefit, but we can see there's a limited time. When Saturn went into Aquarius, there's a certain freedom that comes with that. And so now we can see the end, you know, that there is an ending to this, that there is a finalization. And it is about patience and temperance for our own greater benefit. And like you like to say, and taking the high road until it finally, Mars finally gets out of that square, it is about taking that high road. And it will, you know, here again, we've just got a little bit longer to go, and I think a lot more people have patience now than they did a month ago with this. So I think that freedom of the Saturn going into Aquarius was such a lovely thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we've got a few people on hold. We probably should take a call and see what we can do for them.
Okay, how about we do that?
I think the person's from your neck of the woods. Here we go.
Okay.
Area code 561723, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. This is Stacy from Florida.
I thought so. How are you, Stacy?
I am doing. Keep churning. Another year older. And thankful.
You're 12/16/72, correct?
That's me.
All right. Just wanted to double check and make sure. So what would you like to know tonight?
Well, whatever you got coming, oh, the universe, I'm here to listen.
Excellent. Okay. I'm going to put you against the full moon because it's so close. I want to do that tonight. It's kind of fun.
That's funny because I was just changing to that with the
Oh, yeah. Wow, Mercury's sitting right on your Jupiter tonight. Wow, that's kind of nice. So that's why you seem so calm and like you have like a pretty good foundation under you, dear.
I'm trying. Trying patience.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you changing jobs here in the near future? Or are you planning on changing jobs here in the near future?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. Because this full moon is about that psychological change. It's about trust and faith in the universe. It goes from your 12th to your 6th house natally. Aphrodite looks at it as through the relocation. I look at it through your birth chart. It's conjunct, this Mercury on the full moon is conjunct your Jupiter and your North Node. It makes a beautiful aspect here to really psychologically change your mind. I think, okay, and this is the point, is that Uranus is still retrograde, and that is in your 10th house of your career. It is going to go direct next month. So I feel the psychological change you make under this full moon will reveal that job opportunity that you desire in January once Uranus goes direct. I think it's going to be a gift given at that point in time. So, again, there's a little bit more patience is what I'm going to say in this, a little bit longer. But, again, here, have that trust and faith because this full moon is supporting that transformation and change as far as your career is concerned. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree. I think that you should treat her and look at her solar return chart.
Oh, okay.
She's
had a birthday.
She's so calm and sweet tonight. I said, let's give her something fun.
Okay, you were in West Palm, or where were you for your birthday this
year? Yeah, West Palm.
Okay, let's take a look at that.
Nice.
Oh wow. This is interesting.
I knew she was going to see the wow factor. That's why I suggested this, by the way.
You've got Mars trine, Mercury trine Sun here in your solar return, and this is all about information and education, and it's about spontaneity. Mars is in your first house, so there's a lot of transitions going on. Welcome to my world, having a Pisces rising this year in your solar return. What that does is it helps you to really move through different environments. People see you differently. You're a chameleon now, okay? You can move from any environment easily because of that Pisces rising that you have this year, which is just lovely because there are foundational shifts afoot. No matter how I look at this, there are foundational shifts afoot for your hopes, desires, and dreams. This is all about setting the foundation for the long term. What do you want to be? What do you want to do? And no compromises to that. That the squares that are going from Uranus to Jupiter, Pluto, and the moon this year are all about you taking the time here to go, this is where I'm going, and there's no compromises, and I'm going to wait it out until it comes. But Aries moon might want to jump on it quickly and might be frustrated, but I'm going to say the great way of distracting yourself at this time is education, travel, explore something new, find something different to distract you during the downtime on this. You'll find that'll be very good for you. This is a year where I know for a fact you're going to travel. There's no question about it. You're going to be traveling this year. Okay?
Okay.
So even though we have a pandemic, I'm going to say before next December, you're going to do some traveling.
Okay.
So have the faith and stay true to what your hopes, desires, and dreams are because they are setting a new foundation this year, that's for sure.
Oh, okay. Definitely.
I feel there's a lot of spirituality and a lot of metaphysics is going to come to you, and you are going to feel a greater sense of positive philosophy, which I find very good for you. And You're not going to run out of energy, but I'm going to encourage you to get a good night's sleep. Okay?
Okay. All right.
And you yeah. keep us posted, Stacy, okay?
Definitely. Thank you, ladies, and have a happy new year when it comes. Thank you.
Yes, you too, love. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Cute. I like it when I see that many trines in a soul return chart. I'm like, whoa, what just happened?
Nice.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 205, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I am doing well. I am. And I'm very thankful, grateful, and blessed. My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Alabama. Do I need to give you my birthday?
What's your birthday?
2/6/73.
Birmingham, Alabama. 6:06 p.m.
Yes.
I knew that voice.
I love it. Oh, what a plan comes
and my
together.
My question is about, well, you know what? Just whatever you. Well, no, I'll ask the question. I have a friend. He's a friend. Well, we dated. We've been dating. We dated a lot more before coronavirus. And then we've been seeing each other, not as much, but some since. And we did take it to another level. So I had this call with him after we did a couple of times. And I just want to see if you see this going anywhere. His name is
What's
Edward.
What's their birthday?
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. What's their birthday?
God, let me see. He told me. He is on the cusp of Gemini, and so it's June, I know. He's on the cusp of Gemini and Cancer. So is that the 22nd, or what is the
cusp? Well, it
depends
on the year. It really depends on the year. It could change anywhere as early as the 18th to the 25th, depending on the year.
Okay.
So it does. I mean, we commonly use the 22nd and 23rd because it's most common to have it during that transition. But again here, I've seen it to where it's changed on the 24th, and I've seen it to where it's changed on the 18th.
So it's the 22nd, and then I want to say, I think he's 62 or 63, so I'm not even sure.
Well, that's okay. Next time you talk to him, get his birth information.
Okay.
So
you don't want to really
give
you misinformation. And that's why we'd rather have it, right? But I'm going to tell you that because your Mars is so late in Sag, he probably has his Sun or maybe another one of the planets of event opposing your Mars, which can be really good as far as playing off each other, having a nice time, good communication, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes, definitely.
And with Mars being in Aries, okay, also in trine to your Mars right now, and it's in your 8th house of intimacy, I think this is a good time to take it to another level. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I do. But I also, again, remember you're an Aquarius sun with Mercury in Aquarius and on the other side of it, Venus in Aquarius, okay? Right now, both Saturn and Jupiter are transiting right on top of your Venus. So remember this about you, is what I'm trying to say, is that you're looking for your best friend and only your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. you're not just looking for that husband-wife classic situation or anything else like that. You're unusual, and you want somebody unusual. I wouldn't be surprised. Again, I agree with Aphrodite. I wouldn't be surprised if he had some of his inner planets in Gemini, because it really balances you out, and you like the experience of that balance, okay? So I have to say there is potential with this, but I also have to say, because Saturn is sitting there, that there's patience. Wait until they disconnect from each other, okay? You have you have your birthday coming up in February, and Jupiter is going to be much more closer to your sun than it is today. And Saturn is going to start to release itself from that Venus. And that's when I think this relationship will really make the change, okay? I think you should be consistent. I agree with Aphrodite. I would enjoy this for the day and have patience with it, but I would keep my feet in there because I think it's going to work.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, we discussed it. I just pretty much, I mentioned it and he listened, but we haven't talked since then. To just, you know, confirm anything or, you know, we just a brief conversation about it, and you know, so I was just wondering, did he take it in or what? But I'm very patient. I've been out of a relationship for 3 years, and by choice, because I was in the nursing program, and then some other things happened. But now I'm ready, and he seems he's a good candidate. But yeah, wondering. But thank you.
Well, the most important thing for you in any relationship is to maintain a certain level of independence. Okay, you get a lot of Aquarius, you get your Mars and Sag, you get that Aries Moon. You know, if this person honors your independence, you can make your own individual decisions, even if you're bonded. That's about the ideal kind of personality type that you're looking for. I so agree with Jacqueline on this one. And like I said, you know, you're in a situation right now where you have been going through a personal healing, and I think you're there. All right. So I think that you're ready. And I get a feeling from the way that you're talking about him that the same is true for him, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Because everything that you both said is just right on point with how we communicate and how we share space with one another. And we do that so well, and we do tend to part ways and independently do our own thing, and we come back together, and it's just, the bond is just, you know, so much more. So, yes. I'm just excited and waiting on, to see the connection begin. So, no rush, but yes. Very
important. Exactly. And, you know, you're going to be blessed this year anyway because of Jupiter moving through your sign. It only basically moves through and hits all your Aquarian planets every 12 years. Now, Saturn hasn't sat on your Venus for 29 years, okay? So this is going to be an incredible year for you either way, honey. And it's moving through first your fifth house of romance, then going into your sixth house of work, service, health, and your lifestyle. So this is going to be an amazing year for you, no matter how you slice it, because the Aquarian planets are fixed air. Okay, now he is mutable air with the Gemini planets he's got. So it's going to complement him too, you see? So you're both kind of in a really good year to really let something bloom into that nice long-term relationship.
Yes. Ah, sounds wonderful. Well, I can't wait for the new year to start. I mean, I have literally almost thrown 2020 in the garbage. I just want to throw it away over and over again. It's been crazy. But I imagine that everybody want to just throw it away. So I can't wait. But thank you, ladies,
awesome.
So much.
Keep us posted, okay? Give us a call back and let us know how things are going.
I sure will. Happy holidays. Thank you.
And happy holidays to you. Happy New Year. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I always like it when I do have the exact birth information. We could have told her a little bit more, but that's okay. Next time.
Ask him and told her. Get that birth information because we can get really detailed with it.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Four, you're on the air.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Thanks. How are you?
Who are we speaking with?
Stephanie.
Hey,
Stephanie. How are you doing tonight?
Fine. How are you?
Okay, have you called in before?
I don't think so.
Are you March 7th?
No.
Okay. Let's try this again. What's your birthday?
November 10th.
And what year?
69.
Ooh, sorry. Have to go back again.
And what time were you born?
1:15 in the morning.
AM or PM? Okay.
AM.
And where?
Kentucky.
What city?
Louisville.
Say it again.
Louisville.
Louisville, okay. And do you live there now?
No.
Where do you live now?
Texas.
What city?
The Dallas area.
Which area?
The Dallas area.
Oh, the Dallas area, got it. Yeah, so I'm going to relocate because there might be a difference on the ascendant. Okay, I just want to be accurate for you, okay? I'm not trying to be nosy. I swear I'm not trying to be nosy,
no,
okay?
It's okay.
Okay, and I'm going to ask you once again, what year were you born?
1969.
And the time again?
1:15 in the morning.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
Kept mom up all night, did you? I see how you really are. I had to say that. I just want to be funny. A little bit of levity helps make things go a little bit brighter and lighter. Now, how long have you lived in Dallas?
Off and on, about 20 years.
Oh, boy, a long time. Okay, so it's not any kind of adjustment there. Okay.
Oh, no.
And did you have a special question for us tonight?
No, just like a general reading.
Okay, I just wanted to like, take a shot at it. Well, I'm going to look at you next to this beautiful full moon that's coming up on the 29th, just to see kind of what's important here for you.
Okay.
Wow, you got a lot of Scorpio, girlfriend. You're pretty darn psychic, aren't you? I like it.
But you overanalyze things way too much when you become emotionally attached to it. You have Moon conjunct Pluto in Virgo, which is so overanalytical. Okay. Be careful about that. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just saying, don't overanalyze things to death. You've got the Mercury there to ask the question why, but sometimes you don't need the answer of why. You just need to walk away. Okay. Just saying.
Okay.
Are you involved in a relationship?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay.
Get ready. Someone's coming to you, babe.
Okay.
Both Saturn and Jupiter are going to pass over your Mars and Aquarius. As Jacqueline likes to say, you know, the friendship aspect of a relationship is also extremely important for you, like our last caller. Being able to maintain independence, talk about everything, and, again, to look at things maybe on a higher level. You do need somebody that can be your spiritual counterpart in this kind of a chart. But I really, really like some of the trines and blessing lines you have. You're very creative, aren't you? Yes. And Neptune hasn't sat on this star in Pisces for 165 years. sitting right on your north node, or the couple who are flowing of the Bible, forming lots of trines to your Scorpio planets. So because of this, this is an amazing creative time for you, and your psychic stuff can go through the roof. I mean, your visioning power is on the build, honey. I like that for you. What do you think,
great,
Jacqueline?
Okay.
I think this is a time where you do need to nurture yourself. Again, Venus is transiting through your fourth house of your home. So it's about loving yourself, and it's about new routines and new things about yourself. This can even lead to new landscaping around your house or things like this, where you get the really physical environment around you that you want. Because it is about being patient, trusting the process, and knowing that there's a relationship here that you can build. Okay, it's coming to you, and there's no question about it. Okay, and so trust and have faith in this. Neptune, like she said, is in your seventh house on your north node, and the Arabic part of fortune is right there as well. So I'm not telling you to go out and do computer dating or anything else like that. What I am saying is be open to who's in your environment, in your local environment, and look for that one that's going to come to you, because it's going to come at the first of the year for you, I promise you.
Okay.
Like, what do you do for work now, if you don't mind my asking?
Public relations and writing.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. Yeah, your powers of concentration are pretty amazing. Yeah. Yeah,
you keep,
like,
you know, with that Venus and Libra there, you keep that balance to it, to where you do take both sides of it. When you're looking at it, you do see the fuller picture of it, both sides of how everything plays out, which is nice, okay? But remember the root, the motive of what you're doing, okay? Because it's perfect for you to communicate, you know, any kind of promotional stuff like that is good for you. You have a creative mind and are capable of coming up with some brilliant ideas.
Okay.
Yes. Now, do you socialize much?
No.
I didn't think so. I know it's hard to do it during the pandemic, so I'm not going to tell you to do it right now. But I do agree with Jacqueline. I think what's going to happen is you're going to end up meeting somebody local. Somebody's probably in the Tri-County area where you live near Dallas. I think that the person is going to come in locally, even if you run across them in another way, like through media or something, if you're on your computer. Could run into them another way. But like she was saying, I don't necessarily know about the online dating thing so much. It's more like it could be a friend of a friend, like somebody's a friend with you on Facebook, and then you friend them, and then somebody friends you. It could be something that easy.
Right.
But I just think it's naturally going to happen. And I think it's going to begin as something that is invisible, but then it's going to become visible. That's what I think.
Okay.
We're so glad you called in tonight.
Thank you.
And you keep us posted. Give us a ring back and let us know what the scoop is, okay?
All right, thanks. Bye.
All right, God bless. All right, bye-bye. A lot going on that chart.
Yeah.
Some are more complicated than others.
That's for sure.
All right. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 201, you're on the air. Hello, are you there? Air code 201.
Hello.
You are
there.
There
you are.
Okay, hi.
I had you on mute, and I was trying to get away from conversation that I don't want to take part in. My birthday. Hi, this is Jackie.
What's your name, first of all?
Jackie.
Oh, okay. You've called him before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I realized.
And what is your birthday?
January 5th, 1965.
London, England.
London, England.
Got it. And where do you live now?
I live in New Jersey, northern New Jersey.
Okay.
I'm the one that you said I could go down to Memphis for my birthday, but I don't think I'm going to be able to make it.
Oh. I think Jacqueline told you that, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and I'm just getting over COVID, and I'm, like, ready to travel.
Yeah, you have to do it safe, honey. You know, that would be the ideal. We just try and direct you in the right direction if you have the choice to make it.
I know.
Yeah, sorry about that. That doesn't mean it's a bad thing. It may have happened for a reason. You know, spirit works in mysterious ways sometimes.
Yeah. Trying to understand it. Believe me, I am trying to understand it. But I want to move forward. I really do. And I definitely want to avoid a lot of things with, you know, with my family. And hopefully in the new years, move to another location.
I'm sure that Jacqueline's going to look at your solar return, but I'm looking at your transit wheel right now. And, honey, it looks like you're absolutely exhausted. Are you?
Oh, yeah. I got a son that drives me nuts. He, between him and my other family issue, I don't get it. But I'm taking my rest as much as I possibly can.
Yeah, you really need to. You really need to, honey. It's so important for your health right now. Neptune's in Pisces sitting on your Chiron. So rest and good nutrition are the two things you need to address most right now for you. Because Neptune's moving through your first house of your I am presence spiritually. Look at everything that you put into your body, everything you hear, everything you smell, everything you see, everything you eat. Really nurture yourself in the physical and get that rest, please. Please get that rest right now, okay? You really do need
it.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So what are you thinking, Jacqueline? What are you looking at, honey?
Well, I've looked at a few things now, okay?
Okay. Great. Go for it, girl.
Well, since you took now, I'll take I did go back and look at your solar return, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I wanted to move you a little bit is not to have your moon in your 12th house. It's not the worst. I have one natally. It's really not the worst, okay? So staying there, what happens by you staying there, which may be the divine coming in, okay? First of all, Capricorn's a cardinal sign, and you have just lost control. Okay, the reason why Aphrodite's talking about that is because with this, you have less control over what's happening for you. That's not necessarily a bad thing because it's being driven by the universe now. So you're being less than a gift. One of the gifts that I think is absolutely beautiful by you staying there is that you do get a change home. And I do want you to look at this in a realistic way and plan on where you want to go to, where you want to move to next, because I don't think it's going to be in the tri-state area, the right in your general area. I think you're going to make more of a long-distance move than a short-distance move. I think you're changing your local community as well as your home in this. So look into pursuing that. I agree with Aphrodite. This is a year where it's time for you to really look at what you want in your life and start making those goals towards it. It is not the time for you to play into your children's dramas nor your family's dramas. You have to do the next right thing and walk away, okay? And sometimes,
yeah, because I don't expect to stay in that house for a long time. I just don't expect to lose out on my legacy. I definitely want to move from this area altogether, but, you know, I got a couple of years before I retire. I'll take my pension and run.
Well, here again, it's not about your legacy. It's about making that new foundation and starting that process of where you're going to go and what you're going to do next, okay?
Okay.
That's what this whole entire year is all about for you. So it is a little bit more of an egocentric year for you.
Okay.
Two things this year. Again, it ups the ante to where the universe has control. So you've got to, you know, again, whether you do meditation, yoga, tai chi, whatever conversations, prayer, whatever you do as far as a meditation to be connected with God, the universe, or whatever you want to call that higher power, it is about that connection this year, as well as about you and your hopes, desires, and dreams. Those are the two things that you need to look at with this, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you have, on your birthday this year, you have two planets at what we call the energetic degree. They're at critical degree and the 29th degree. So they're on the cusp of another sign. So don't be afraid to change your mind, okay? Say you make a plan, okay, and you're going to do this and you're going to do that. And then something else comes up or something occurs to you, even with your own psychic stuff, and you say, I don't think I'm going to do that today. Don't be afraid to change your mind this year, okay?
Okay.
It's okay to do that. And again, you know, people are just going to have to understand. See, you came in with a very, very codependent chart. You try to be empowering to everybody in your environment, and you are drained, honey. You are drained. And I so agree with Jacqueline. This is a time to take care of you. And I started out talking about that as well. So we're just here to try and preserve you, because once you get your energy back, then go out and do what you want to do. You're a loving person. But right now, you need to put the attention on to you between now and your next birthday. Take this week. Okay? Do it.
Okay.
Okay?
Definitely.
All right.
Thank you, lady. Appreciate it.
All right. You keep us posted, love. Okay?
I will.
All right. God bless you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, lady.
All those Pisces Virgo oppositions in man in her natal. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can see you're trying to be there for everybody.
Exactly.
And that's a tough chart because sometimes you have to decide if you need to or enable, depending on the circumstances. And I'm sure there's a big mixture going on with her, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So
I still agree with that.
So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 207, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Dina.
Hi, Dina.
Hi. My birth date is 11/8/99. My birth time is 11:31 a.m. Oh, 8:31. I mean.
2:31?
8:31. A.M.
You said 11/8/1998.
38? 8:31 a.m. was birth time.
Okay.
And
where?
And I was born in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania.
Do you still live there now?
I live in Presque Isle, Maine.
Where?
In Presque Isle, Maine, the state of Maine.
Oh, spell the name of the city for me. I didn't get that. It's my recording thing, I think. But go ahead.
Okay, the city I live in now?
Yes.
Okay. PresqueUE and then Isle, ISLE.
Okay, great. Got it. Thank you. Yeah, I just want to do this accurately for you tonight. Did you have a nice Christmas?
Yes, did you?
Yes, I actually did. It was a quiet one, but it was a good one. How about you?
Yeah, pretty much the same. It was pretty much staying home and made tacos and cookies, so weird combination. But it worked.
That could be fun.
Yeah. I'm sorry if I couldn't speak clearly earlier. Sometimes I have a problem with that.
It's okay. Sometimes I think it's my headset, too. It's kind of old. I'm probably going to have to replace it sooner or later. Just a matter of time and trouble.
That happens. I hope we got good use out of it, though.
Did you have a special question for us tonight?
Yes. I was planning to go to college out of the state I'm living in, and like by the time the coronavirus is not as bad, like maybe a year or two from now. And I'm just wondering, like, I was going to go fly or North Carolina or something like that. I'm just wondering how that looks, or if you can pull out anything that I need to hear.
Okay, let's see here. Hmm. What kind of a school were you thinking of attending?
Just like a regular four-year university or college.
Locally?
What are you planning on getting a degree in?
Huh?
What are you planning on getting a degree in?
Business administration. I was thinking of starting at a community college here and then moving out.
Okay.
I'm already taking
I like the community college
classes.
Thing first. I like that idea. That's a good strategy. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree. This is a time for you, and I think right now what I would do is go to your local community college. Take your time before going into your upper grad, okay?
Yeah.
Because here again, right now is the perfect time for you to discover. That's the reason why I asked what you were going into, because I don't think you really know exactly what you want to do yet, okay? And how you attain that is by going back and getting more of an education. You have a Mercury in Sagittarius. You're a very smart individual. You also have Pluto there and your ascendant, okay, right in between these two. And what that means is that you're asking to transform and change your life, and how you're doing it is through education, okay? Venus is
okay.
Right now into your first house, doing that dance in Sagittarius with the South Node, so it's saying, hey, you need to go back, you need to look at something new to transform and change your life. So I have to agree with Aphrodite, but I would go, whether it's virtually or in person, I would start off this next year by going back to school.
Okay, that's a good idea.
What I'm hearing is, have you thought about public relations?
I didn't think of that. Exactly.
Well, you know what? When you actually do sign up for the business thing that you're going to be looking at and stuff like that, that might be one of those things that really catches your eye when you get involved in it. I think you might find that very interesting to get involved in public relationships on the administrative level. I think you would be phenomenal, okay? I think you have that ability. And it doesn't matter if you work for a large institution that's partially government-funded and regulated or if you work for a not-for-profit organization that's real. But you want to find a place because your sun and your moon are both in Scorpio, okay? You can't afford to work for a place that you don't feel has integrity. That will never work for you, honey. Okay?
Okay.
But I think you might find public relations very, very interesting. And because we're in such an electronic world right now with the pandemic, again, to have the best possible skills you can have on electronics right now is also a good thing for you to do between now and the time you do go back to college. I would really hone those skills as much as you can on your own. Okay?
Okay, that makes sense. I was thinking of business administration. I was thinking of, like, working, like, in a travel career because I know sometimes you'll meet that on, like, cruise ships, like in HR. It was just an idea.
Okay, I can see that, yeah, because you got a lot of water and you got two planets in the sign of the water bearer, so I guess like, that makes sense to me. Okay. Cute. Cute. That sounds great. I'm happy to have you go back to school, though. This is great. This is a good move.
Thank you. I might actually be able to take college-level English, my teacher said, because I'm currently taking college transition in that. Well, not that, but in math. But they said I can do English at the college level now if I want.
I would go for it.
Excellent.
I would go for it.
Yep.
Okay.
Stimulating
well,
mental
that.
Energy right now is so good for you. Yes.
I'm going to make it work for me. With this year, how it's went.
You are. You're a winner. Not to worry.
Thank you. I really appreciate this reading.
You're welcome, and you keep us posted because we're here every Sunday night and stuff. Keep us posted. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
I will. I'll call back in, and I hope you guys have a great New Year. New Year's Day.
You too. Enjoy
yes.
yourself.
Thank you. Same you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, that was fun. Oh, so have you looked at the New Year's Eve chart yet?
No, I have not.
Well, I think we should do that because we don't have any other callers, so maybe we can leave some people with some closing remarks.
Are you pulling
I'm going to put
first?
Mine up in Roanoke.
You know what?
I thought that would be kind of fun. I thought of it earlier, and then I got sidetracked, as usual. You know, too many things going on at the same time. But, all right, New Year's Eve, you know, where I live in the Roanoke, Virginia, which is Eastern Standard Time, there's Libra rising, and there's five major planets in the fourth house of home. And, of course, this is a pandemic, so that makes sense to me. Okay? Many people are going to be doing the quiet thing at home, I think. What do you think?
Oh, I do think it's going to be more of a quiet New Year's Eve this year than usual. You know, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. Mercury is conjunct Capricorn, conjunct the Sun in Capricorn at this point in time. And I really do think people are going to be a little bit more responsible this New Year's Eve than usual as a result of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, it's interesting because it's a Leo moon, though. So I think that that's kind of nice. So there can be a lot of warmth and sharing and connecting with people because it's going to be opposing both Saturn and Jupiter. Again, the electronic thing where people get onto Zoom, they can even have a little drink in front of them and stuff and share their story. Someone encourage people, if that's what you've chosen to do for New Year's Eve, it's probably a very good idea.
It is. Think creatively with that. Again, on that day, it goes from a Cancer moon to a Leo moon. And it is all about that nurturing self as well as utilizing that creativity emotionally. So I think it really is a nice, with restrictions. Again, there's that sustained T-square between the moon, Saturn, Jupiter, and Uranus that are going on during that period of time. So I think there are certain restrictions that people are vibing into and limitations. But I do feel that on a one-to-one basis, I think there will be some sharing closer on a one-to-one basis.
Absolutely. Now, where I live, now the ascendant is different in different parts of the country. Where I live, there's actually a mystic rectangle in the middle of this chart. So if you're thinking about someone saying, geez, you know, I didn't get a hold of them over Christmas and stuff. I wonder what they're doing. So if you think about them on New Year's, or even during the day, give them a call. They come into your mind, go with it. I like when that happens. Well, we should tell people where they can reach us, Jacqueline.
Okay, well, they can call me at 772-286-2720.
And they can reach me at, thank you, you can reach me at 540-613-1070. And we want to wish you a very happy new year and thank all that called in and all who listened tonight. And we'll be back next Sunday with more news. Have a great time.
Have a happy new year. We'll talk to you next year.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Good night.